This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, and thank you very much for being here. This is Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by Mark Evans. He's one of our regular contributors, ASC Certified Mechanic. So anything wrong with your vehicle or like a free second opinion on a problem that's been diagnosed by a local mechanic, we can help you out at 855-660-4261 or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. Coming up a little later on in this hour, we're going to be joined by the head guy, communications-wise, for Rolls-Royce here in North America. And we're going to be talking about the first ever sport utility vehicle from Rolls-Royce and talk about where they chose to unveil this vehicle to the world's press and lots more. But we've got the LA Auto Show to talk about. It is underway now for the public. The press days are over and lots of news coming out of there and lots of news about of the year award winners. Let's go to Boise, Idaho, the greater area, and bring forth from his palatial studio garage the man of the hour, Mr. Mark Evans, ASC Certified Mechanic. Hey there, Mark. How you doing?
Hey, Bob. Hey, good to be along with you here on AW. I always like to, in the texting world today, we got to call Auto World AW. It's good to be along with you here in my man cave, like you call my studio garage. I just added a couple more items of junk, automobilia, Bob, to the walls. The sad news, of course, so a lot of our listeners might know this, but Sears is closing up a lot of their stores and in our area here in Boise in the mall. And this mall is not small by any means, Bob. It's quite large. You and I could take that Rolls Royce and do a lot of cookies down all the halls. It's so big. They have an automotive service department that they are closing, and I got a call, Bob, and I'm very lucky. The call came in from Mike over there, and he says, Mark, come on over, and I got a lot of gifts for you. So I picked up a lot of, like you say, a lot of automobilia, tire signs and, you know, the shock absorber display and really neat serpentine and timing belt displays, you know, all that kind of neat stuff that I'm guilty. I have to put up another couple more shelves here in the man cave here to display all of it. But it's kind of nice to have friends in the world. And there goes 10 more mechanics, Bob. I wish I had a bigger shop. I could hire some guys, but I can't this time.
Yeah. Lots of changes. Yep. Lots of changes. Yep. A lot of those great old names of the past are fading away. And, you know, I'm not too happy about it, Mark. Maybe I'm just old-fashioned, but it just seems like stores like Sears are kind of part of America and what made America, and you hate to see it go away.
Yeah, you really do. And, of course, the word craftsman, I've got a lot of different variety of tools in my toolbox, and I think a lot of our listeners, the guys out there and gals, I'm sure they've got some craftsmen, you know, from Sears in their box. And I know that Lowe's Home Improvement out west has taken on the Craftsman name. I know that Kmart tried to do it, but again, back here in the Idaho area, Kmart failed also. They're no longer around here, but who knows? You know, you might hear Mark Evans owning the Craftsman brand again, you know, which I never did, Bob.
But you might soon. Who knows? You never can tell.
Buy the franchise and then be ready for all the Craftsman tools to be returned, huh?
Exactly. This is the time of the year that different publications and different organizations begin to announce their cars of the year, sport utilities of the year, trucks of the year, etc. There's the World Car of the Year, and that doesn't get unveiled until the springtime in New York, but they've announced some of their finalists, the North American Car, Truck, and Sport Utility of the Year. They've narrowed their field down to nine. But my alma mater, Motor Trend, has in today's, you got to have it, yesterday news-wise. I remember, Mark, for years, Motor Trend could have three different issues devoted, one to the car of the year, one to the truck of the year, and one to the sport utility of the year. But nowadays, since no one can keep a secret, and there's such a demand for 24/7 content in such a kind of an ADD society that we live in, that Motor Trend has announced. So I'm going to tell you these winners. Well, I've already got them, and they have officially been announced. And a few surprises here, and one not so surprising surprise. But the Motor Trend Car of the Year for 2019 is the Genesis G70. This is a kind of a BMW 3 size competitor. And Genesis, of course, is the upscale brand within Hyundai. They don't have separate showrooms like Lexus does with Toyota, but they took home the golden calipers for the car of the year. I have not driven any of the Genesis products, but that's an interesting choice. And yeah, then the folks at FCA, Fiat Chrysler Automobiles, are doing some jumps for joy because the official truck of the year is the Ram 1500, which I've heard glowing reviews about. They have also won the Sport Utility of the Year. The folks at Motor Trend have deemed the new Jeep Wrangler, this is the all-new Wrangler, as the Sport Utility of the Year. And they've also started something which also used to be part of a separate issue when we would do the People of the Year Award issue. But the Person of the Year is the late, he passed away during surgery a little bit earlier this year, but the late chairman and CEO of Fiat Chrysler Automobiles and Ferrari, Sergio Marchionne, who I've had the pleasure of interviewing a number of times. He is the 2019 Motor Trend Person of the Year. So some big news out of Motor Trend, and be interesting to see how the others stack up, whether the same vehicles will be honored.
Yeah, he was a great guy. Gosh, he was a great guy. You know, we saw him at the LA Auto Show in Detroit, and great guy. And, of course, he brought that Jeep Wrangler to all of us and made it. That's what fueled the Chrysler side, you know, for sales. But, gosh, Bob, I mean, it's hard to believe that the Jeep is back, huh? I remember the days of the word embargo. They would not let you and I and all of those media people even talk about anything. Sign here, please, guaranteeing us that you won't tell anybody of the car of the year, the truck of the year, et cetera. And we're in press days. Exactly. We wouldn't tell anybody until that date. And today, like you said, they slip it out in front of us there at the car show, and next thing you know, 3 seconds later, everybody knows. So I've already seen a TV ad for Jeep, the new Jeep that we'll talk about, on the TV, showing Motor Trend named it the SUV of the year, the Jeep. So, but yeah, what a heck of a vehicle. Four-door pickup?
Yeah, four-door pickup is the all-new one introduced in Los Angeles called the Gladiator. We'll see that for model year 2020. Jeep is the crown jewel of Fiat Chrysler Automobiles. This is the brand that is doing best worldwide for FCA. And the former head of Jeep is now the gentleman who took over for Sergio Marchionne as the chairman and CEO of Fiat Chrysler and Ferrari, Mike Manley, who's a Brit. He's an Englishman and just a great guy to talk with. We'll put it in neutral. And on the other side, we've got lots of news from L.A. and lots of fun with Mark Evans. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNlive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNlife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNlife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNlife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Speaking of Corvettes, it looks as if we will see the debut of the mid-engine Corvette at the last January Detroit Auto Show, as the North American International Auto Show in Detroit moves next year. And for forever to the month of June. But that will be one of the big stars. Mark Evans is along for the ride, ASC certified technician, field reporter for the show, and co-host of the program along with Motor Mike down from WFPA down there, Motor Mike Wallace, whenever I need a break. And it's interesting, Mark, that you brought up the Jeep Gladiator, the truck introduced in Los Angeles to the media. I wouldn't be surprised if a year from now, when we're talking about naming truck of the year, because this vehicle is going to directly go up against the Silverados and the F-150s and the Rams. I wouldn't be surprised to see it at least nominated for a number of awards, including the Truck of the Year award.
Yeah, absolutely, Bob. I think that, what's to come is a lot of aftermarket companies are going to clean up with all the aftermarket goodies to add to the four-door Jeep pickup. But, another thing I'm thinking, too, it's a four-door at this point. It looks like a Jeep Wrangler in the front with four doors, et cetera, but the back's got a pickup box. How about are we going to see a two-door Jeep pickup? And then let's add one more. Are we going to see a two-door extended cab Jeep pickup?
Yeah.
A lot of questions. I got a little trivia for you, though, Bob.
Okay, go right ahead.
I hate to do this to you on a Sunday. I got to make sure the old brain is still ticking, wheels are turning.
Yeah.
So let's, for our listeners and yourself, and in 1986, and I do remember this rig, and it's a vehicle, and in 1986 through 1992, Jeep did try a model. What model was that called in those years?
They tried a pickup truck-esque model.
There you go. Yeah,
got
the first wheel rolling. So 1986 through 1992, Jeep did come out with a pickup truck, rear-wheel drive and four-wheel drive. What was it called? The Jeep what?
Good question. We get a telephone number for people, 855-660-4261, via the email bob@boblongradio.com. So let's leave it out there for a few minutes, see if we get some bites. Other things going on, you were reminding me about car sales being down, and it's true. The best-selling vehicle now, right this minute, as we speak, is no longer the Toyota Camry. Of course, it is the Ford F-150, but when it comes to more car crossover-like products, the one that takes the crown as being the best-selling vehicle in the categories of regular cars and crossovers and sport utilities, we'll leave the trucks out of it, is the Toyota RAV4. That's your number one best-selling vehicle here in the good old U.S. of A.
Oh, my gosh. Help all of us. Help all of us. Uh-oh. I worked on a ton of those units, the old RAVs.
Yeah, and it's grown, of course. It's no longer the cute ute. It's quite a bit big, but a little surprising, in my opinion.
Yes, that's a surprise. You just blew my socks right off my feet here, Bob.
I heard that ricochet across the garage, yes.
Yeah, a little bit. Of course, I've got oil in my veins, so it's hard to keep those socks on anyway. But and did you see the car sales are down? Of course, you're just talking about that, but did you see that Chevrolet is closing those car plants up? They're not selling the cars like they expected.
No, and Ford, of course, has announced the same thing, and Ford has gone even one step further, and that's, in my opinion, I don't think it's a good move at all. I'm old-fashioned. I grew up in a Ford family, and Ford was a full-line manufacturer, and they had everything from cars to luxury cars to family cars to the Mustang to you name it, the T-Bird. But, within a couple of years, we're not going to see any passenger cars from Ford. We're just going to see small crossovers and bigger crossovers and sport utility vehicles and trucks. And hate to see all these jobs being cut. I can't quite figure out, who's right and who's wrong with this NAFTA business with the different treaties being signed and how it's going to affect manufacturing. The world has become way too complicated, Mark.
Yes, there's just too many things are happening, isn't there? I mean, all I'm looking forward to is I want that four-door station wagon to come back, and I want the back seat in the back of that station wagon to be pointing the other way, you know, like how I grew up, man.
That's right.
It'll never happen, though, Bob. You know, just a little bit of something that I did an interview, actually, yesterday. Last night, actually, at my wife's Christmas party, I called an interview because we got talking cars with a couple, and they bought one of the brand new Hyundai, the crossovers from Hyundai, and they love it. And she just came around. I said, were you looking at buying a car? And she said, no, we do not want a car. And it's like, wow, well, why not? So I did a mini interview. Quite interesting. They love the new crossover, but they just instantly, you know, when I just said, why didn't you buy? Did you even look at a car? And I got a no. They don't want anything to do with car. So, you know, I don't know, Bob. I think I'm one of those type of people too. I like a lot of room in my vehicle. I like to have room to, 'cause of course I'm tall, as you know, and like to have a little room. I'd like to maybe put a baseball cap on or whatever, and not have the thing hit the ceiling, but. And there's so many different areas in our country here that's four seasons, and you need that button that says four wheel drive on it sometimes, or AWD all wheel drive. So cars just don't suit that anymore, do they? We're sitting out here, winter's here, white gold is on the ground, as tire companies would call it, the white snow. So hopefully everybody's got their winter tires, the snow tires on their cars now, but it's coming. If they haven't received the white gold yet, tire companies are going to start making a little bit of money there and getting people safe again. But you just don't see those rear-wheel drive cars like you and I grew up with. Remember Dad putting the chains, the old metal chains on the back tires?
Yeah, I remember studded tires, too, which were outlawed in various states. But in Massachusetts, when I was growing up, they were in full force. They actually had these studs built right into the tires. And nowadays, we're seeing a lot of all-wheel drive cars, though, Mark, and even high-performance cars. But it's more of a fashion statement, in my opinion. People just want to have that illusion, throw off that illusion to the world that they're sporting people and they're, you know, going to be going off-road and doing all kinds of adventures, plus the room factor, you're right, because if you're taking stuff home from Walmart or Target, it's harder to do it in a car than it is in an SUV or a crossover. We'll take a pit stop, and on the other side, we're going to be joined by Jerry Spahn from Rolls-Royce. So get that gray coupon out, Mark. I'm on the road
again. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. China has agreed to reclassify fentanyl as a controlled substance in what the White House is calling a wonderful humanitarian gesture after the much-anticipated talks Saturday between U.S. President Donald Trump and China's president in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
What he will be doing to fentanyl could be a game changer for the United States and what fentanyl is doing to our country in terms of killing people, because he's agreed to put it at the highest level of crime.
China's foreign ministry said China has decided to schedule the entire category of fentanyl-type substances as controlled substances and start the process of revising relevant laws and regulations. Both leaders also agreed Saturday to halt new trade tariffs for 90 days, and Vice Admiral Scott Sterny, the head of U.S. Navy operations in the Middle East, was found dead Saturday in his residence in Bahrain, according to the Navy, an apparent suicide. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
There's lots of news happening this week from the LA Auto Show, as well as some of these of the year awards. My alma mater, Motor Trend, naming their big winners, and the World Car of the Year is cutting their numbers down, and the North American Car of the Year jury whittling their nominees down as well. But if you're just tuning in, I'm Bob Long, along with Mark Evans in this hour of the program. Mark is a field reporter for the show, has joined me in L.A. before, and is always great to have Mark along for the ride. Mark is also an ASC-certified technician with a lot of experience. But joining us right now is one of the good guys in the world of PR. I've been doing this for a long, long time and have a tremendous respect for this gentleman. He is the head of communications for Rolls-Royce Motor Cars of North America. It's my pleasure to welcome Jerry Spahn to the airwaves of Auto World. How are you doing?
Thanks a lot, Bob. Well, it's a pleasure. It's an honor to be here. I really appreciate you having me on.
Well, let's tell everybody about this first-ever sport utility from Rolls. Let's begin with the place that you chose to unveil it, not only to the North American journalists who were there, but to the world. You chose a specific place, and it wasn't some place outside of the good old U.S. of A.
No, it's, Cullinan is the first SUV for Rolls-Royce. It's definitely a departure from what we've done in the past in some ways, but in other ways it's very much a Rolls-Royce. We chose Jackson Hole, Wyoming as a place to introduce the media of the world to Cullinan, One of the things we look for when we choose a place is we look for something that embodies the spirit of not just Rolls-Royce, but the spirit of the product. And Jackson Hole is definitely, it's a center of wealth. It's a center of people that like nice things. But it's also a very authentic, outdoorsy place. Personally, I ski there. I go there every couple of years to ski. So it was we had the hills, we had the roads. We took drives up Snow King, the steepest slope in North America. And Cullinan handled it all with ease, grace, and pure luxury.
And Mark, who is along for the ride in this hour, Jerry, you've been to Jackson Hole before, Mark, many times.
Hi, Jerry. Mark Evans. Good to meet
hey,
you.
Mark.
I'm located here in my studio in Boise, Idaho, and Jackson Hole. Oh, wow! What a great little town there, and beautiful area. It's not too far from where I'm sitting right now, and we go there a lot. My son actually, in the winter, works the ski resort, so I get lucky and sometimes slip over that way and get a free lift ticket sometimes, you know?
That's quite a gift there.
But
it was a great place. You enjoyed the ride? You enjoyed the drive?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Goodness, that area, and like I say, what a great place to unveil your SUV. And that's quite a groundbreaking thing, you know? I've been doing automotive like Bob all my life, and we're not young people anymore, and do a lot of studying and learning about not only repairing the cars, but Bob and I, we got oil in our veins, and we'd like to have trivia and all that. And I know Rolls Royce, I know, started way back, goodness, wasn't it like two gentlemen that put the company together back in the early 1800s?
Back in 1904 was when they built their first car together. It was Charles Rolls and Sir Henry Royce. Charles was the dashing young gentleman who liked to drive fast, and Henry Royce was an accomplished engineer trying to succeed in building the best car, technically the best car in the world. So they ran the car company up through the 20s, built absolutely beautiful early motor cars. If you recall back, somewhere around 1930, they started purchasing. They actually purchased Bentley motor cars. The two companies ran together up through the 70s, and what became the aerospace giant Rolls-Royce. And then the motor cars were split off in the 70s into 1980. They had some tough years in the 90s, and they were again split up with BMW Group purchasing the Rolls-Royce intellectual property, the Rolls-Royce brand. And took a few years and came back with Rolls-Royce motor cars alone, but at that pinnacle level with the Phantom. And we just launched the second iteration of the Phantom and the new generation of Rolls-Royce just before the Cullinan. So there's your 30-second history lesson on Rolls-Royce.
Wow. Well, you know,
a little bit.
Bob, the one thing that I've got to ask Jerry for a Christmas present is the Phantom. Jerry, could I have that under my tree this year?
Well, start working on your colors, Mark. When you get those sorted out, we'll get right over to you.
Yeah.
But beautiful. One of my first year at Pebble Beach, I had a lot of interviews all lined up to do, and you folks handed over a Phantom to me, and I got to drive, have it there in my hotel stall for a couple of days, and I'll never forget that. So I did get my Christmas present very early.
That's right.
Very good. How did you enjoy driving the Cullinan, Jackson Hole, Mark? You had a chance. You were out there, right?
No, I wasn't in Jackson Hole to drive it. No,
okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We had a number of people out there.
Yeah, sorry. I wish I was, but I was just saying I've been to Jackson Hole many times, and we live pretty close to it, so we're not that far away. It's a beautiful area. Of course, one word: snowmobiling is unbelievable over that area too. A lot of the snowmobile companies use those mountains too to unveil their units, but for SUV wise, you guys picked absolutely the best place in the whole entire world to go and show. See what that vehicle can do. It's gorgeous.
Another little trivia note about Rolls. Just a limited number were actually manufactured in Springfield, Massachusetts, way back in the early part of the 20th century. And a lot of folks don't know that, Jerry.
Yes, it was between early 1920s. I believe it was 1921 and 1928 until the crash in 1928. And, you know, that's interesting you mentioned that, Bob, because I think a lot of people view Rolls-Royce as being, you know, the motor car that's on the roads of Britain. The United States and North America as a region is the largest and traditionally, historically, always has been the largest consumer, the largest family of Rolls-Royce owners. And back in the 20s, so many, their demand was so high in the U.S. that the company set up a an assembly plant. They still brought the engines in from the U.K. And then the chassis and engines were put together, and there was coach builders up in Springfield, Massachusetts. There was, I think a lot of people know Brewster still is still an existent coach builder. And that went on for quite a while. I think today every Rolls-Royce motor car comes from Goodwood, home of Rolls-Royce in southern England. And it will stay that way. It's a nice natural check on us to make sure that we stay as exclusive as our customers want us to. We build between 3,000 and 4,000 motor cars every year for our clients. And you know, when you commission a Rolls-Royce, you want it to be special, and you don't want, quite frankly, you don't want to see everybody on the next corner with a similar car. So we'll continue to be very exclusive at Rolls-Royce, even with Cullinan.
And tell us about some of the goals that you had for this new entry into the sport utility marketplace. You've got some players in there now that never in the past had sport utility vehicles, Bentley and, of course, the Porsche folks and all the other high-end German brands. But a Rolls is a Rolls, so what did this SUV have to accomplish?
You know, it's a great question, and the only thing I would say is I would put a little perspective on it. Rolls-Royce motor cars have always gone off-road. If you look back over the history, Lawrence of Arabia would only take to the sand dunes any Rolls-Royce Silver Ghost. You know, in Britain, in the U.S., I've seen ranch cars. There's a beautiful Phantom One with from, I think it was 1927, that has steer horns on it. It's been a ranch car in Texas for years. So we wanted to take that heritage into a modern Rolls-Royce and deliver two things for our patrons. One is we wanted to deliver the pure Rolls-Royce experience. It has to be top-end luxury. It has to be bespoke. It has to be effortless to drive and just beautiful. And at the same time, we had to deliver a car that wasn't a gimmick, because you don't, Rolls-Royce, we don't do gimmicks.
So
we built a car that's totally capable off-road.
Absolutely. We're up against a quick break and then more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed him right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba-Nubs, free.
Nubba-Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba-Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynovite.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Indeed you are. I'm Bob Long, along with Mark Evans, who's our ASC certified mechanic, who's riding shotgun in this hour. We've got Jerry Spahn, the head of communications for Rolls-Royce of North America, telling us about the groundbreaking brand new SUV from Rolls. And just before that break, Jerry, you so eloquently explained the goals that you had for this wonderful vehicle from Rolls. And bespoke is something that is, I think, a little bit misunderstood by some listeners. So why don't you explain exactly? To me, there's nothing like a bespoke vehicle, but I know that there are some people out there listening right now who may not know what that means.
Right, and I think you have to look at it. If, you know, the word's taken from the tailoring word bespoke, where something is built specifically for you. Bespoke is very much more than selecting options. It's about personalizing your Rolls-Royce, and that can include anything from the exterior color. And that's something people often forget about. We have dozens of colors that are owned by our patrons. Somebody will come to us with a tube of lipstick, a piece of clothing, and we even have done a color from someone bringing us a flower. So it starts on the outside, continues on the inside, where you can have your car built and designed and customized any way you'd like it, with handcrafted leather, craft art marquetry, which is wood carving, inlay wood carving, however you would like it, metal work on the inside. Again, the combination of colors. You know, when you buy a car, you do get to choose what colors you want on the interior within a certain framework. When you bespoke a Rolls-Royce motor car, you can have whatever color wherever you would like it. So there's thousands of permutations as to how you can use the color on your seats, on the fascia. So, you know, it's the handcraft stitching, it's the woodwork, the metalwork. It's something you can only do when you build a very, very limited exclusive number of cars. If we were building 10, 20,000 cars, this wouldn't be possible. So, you know, bespoke is very much making the car very one of a kind, unique to you. It's not a tick box customization.
Yeah, I know, Jerry. Too. Sure, if you would, the types of wood that you folks offer.
Oh, it's we have dozens of wood market. My mind swirls when I start looking at them. But we use international exotic wood purveyors. So we'll buy Brazilian woods. We buy woods. We buy hardwoods from Northern Europe. We buy woods from the north of England. Our woodworking craftsmen are always out sourcing wood. And you know, Mark, if you don't like the dozens of options we have for our handcrafted veneer, we will come to your home. We have done this. There's a famous story, you may have heard this, about a gentleman in England who grew up and wanted his Rolls Royce to have the wood from the tree that he grew up swinging from. So our craftsman went out, took a burr from the tree, carved the veneer off of it, and that's what's in his Rolls Royce. To this day, that's in his Rolls Royce. Rumor has it there's a part of the swing in there as well, but I'm not so sure. That was yeah. But we use wood. Go ahead.
I can't imagine what the value of his car is today because of that. What a great idea.
Well, you know, I love the word you used, value. And, you know, people always say, oh, my gosh, it's so expensive. And when you buy a car, if I go out and buy a fine car today, and there are beautiful, beautiful cars out there from $10,000 to $200,000, you know, you're looking to, you know, basically you want a car that's not as expensive, gives you the most for not being expensive. When someone commissions a Rolls-Royce motor car, I always joke, I've never known a Rolls-Royce motor car to go at MSRP. It usually goes starting for about 20% more because every owner wants to make it valuable to them. So they're putting a lot more content in it. They're putting things that are very specific to them. And that makes a car not only valuable externally, but invaluable to its owner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one thing, too, that your new SUV, share the size of engine that's in this, because this just gets me to going, Terry.
What gives a Rolls-Royce? Yeah, it is. And you can't have a Rolls-Royce without what we call the magic carpet ride. And that's a function you guys know better than I do, you know, the amount of time you spend with your fingers in there. It's a 6,000-pound, roughly 6,000-pound car with a V12 6.75 bi-turbo or twin-turbo engine. You have 563 horsepower, but you have 640 pounds of torque, and that torque holds very steady at 1600 RPMs. So if you can imagine that 6000 pounds giving you the push, the gravity, 4-point independent controlled air suspension, airbag suspensions, and that powerful engine going through an 8-speed ZF transmission, it's just an incredible feeling. Someone described it to me yesterday as it doesn't throw you back into your seat. It kind of sucks you back into your seat.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful feel.
Beautiful, beautiful. Does it have the, I call it the signature series in the Rolls, the refrigerator in the rear?
That is definitely an option. Just saw one yesterday. Perfect. The Cullen is offered in two different configurations. One is a lounge, which is the single back seat, which has three seats in it, and then you can fold down. This is probably going to be the most popular in America, where you can fold down the back seats. Of course, it's all motorized. It has visual sensors on it for protection. That one, you can't get the cold box in. But that's the one, as I said, I think will be very popular because it's just beautiful. But you know, we're going to have people using these to carry equipment around. The second iteration is what we call the very first ever three-box SUV. And the third box is the rear compartment. There's a fixed glass partition behind the two. It has two seats in the back, immersive seating. So you have captain's immersive seating in the back compartment. And then you have a glass partition which separates you from the vagaries of your luggage. So if you're in, if you're up north like you guys right now, and you pull up to have your luggage unloaded at the valet, you don't have to worry about getting a bit of a chill.
Oh, that's great! Great story.
Great idea.
Jerry, tell our listeners about this place down in Miami. It's a very exclusive luxury destination, Aquilina. It's a $38 million penthouse, and I understand that there are more Rolls-Royce owners in that particular complex than any place else in the world as far as being at
That's
one
correct.
Place at one time.
That's correct, Bob. And you know what? We were down here this week, and I'm actually still in Miami. I'm enjoying it. Don't want to rub it in your face, but we chose the Aquilina, the mansions of Aquilina. You know, we do a lot of work with them. One of the reasons is that this is where Rolls-Royce owners live. This, you know, people ask me all the time, you know, what does a Rolls-Royce owner look like? And I say, well, it starts with they're very wealthy and they're very picky. Beyond that, it's many different people. But the Aquilina resorts and the mansions at Aquilina are very, very, it's a fabulous facility in Miami. It's three different towers. And we realized on pulling up one day that there were just Rolls Royces everywhere in the parking lot. So I asked the valet, I said, can you go count the Rolls Royce keys? And he came back and at that point there were 54. That was in January. After that, we realized that there's no other building that has more independent Rolls-Royce owners. It just didn't exist in the world. And these are all people that own, you know, at most maybe two Rolls-Royces. The penthouse there is a custom-designed penthouse. It's been designed by Fendi designers. Aquilina wants to make this a totally move-in ready penthouse, and that includes having a vehicle to use while you're there. Their position is that when you move in here, all you need is a toothbrush. And actually, they have already purchased gold toothbrushes for the people that do move in. So it's an absolutely fabulous facility. It's luxury like unlike anything you've ever seen before. This penthouse overlooks Miami. It has a pool that has a glass bottom, and you know looks out over the beach in Miami. And it's also one of the very few properties in Miami that has direct beachfront access. So it seemed very befitting for us that for this penthouse, a $38 million penthouse, that we offer in it a Cullinan to the owner.
Yes.
So they have a gold toothbrush and a Cullinan.
What a perfect fit, and what a great story. Rolls for 2018-2019 is just got a spectacular lineup, and Jerry, we're going to get you back on for a longer visit and talk about the entire lineup, but in the meantime, thank you so much for joining us here today.
Okay, thanks a lot, Bob. Mark, look forward to seeing you guys soon. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Thank you. Thank you, Mark, as well. And we'll get you back with us really soon as well.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
That will do it for this hour. Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.